At the Valdosta home of Roberta and Noel George, the air fills with the scent of anise and orange water. It's springtime toward the end of Lent, and the couple sits at their dining room table surrounded by bags of sugar, flour, and spices. They are mixing the dough for kike, a small ring-shaped Easter pastry which is a cherished tradition for local Lebanese-American families. Roberta, who became Lebanese by marriage, learned how to make the cookies from watching her mother-in-law. She vividly remembers her first lesson in the art of making kike.
The night before, my mother-in-law talked about preparing the cookies. When I think of cookies, or when I thought of cookies, you know, it was a batch of cookies, of something that you could put on a plate. And here she comes in with these bags of flour, butter, bottles of orange water, and little sacks of spices.
The George family's typical batch starts with 20 pounds of flour, producing huge mounds of the fragrant buttery kike. The cookies get their distinctive taste from a blend of special Middle Eastern spices. These days, the family can buy what they need in Atlanta or Valdosta. But Noel George remembers how, in the 1940s and 50s, his mother would have to order the more exotic items from the Far East store out of Chicago.
She'd order her dates and her aniseed and her orange water and her motley from Chicago. Now, it wasn't just an order for kike, it was an order for all the whole year stuff, everything. It would come by truck, and they delivered it to the house. There were several of the families that would all order together. And when they brought it all to the house, they would all come over and get theirs. It was quite a large order.
For people unfamiliar with Middle Eastern baking, the most unusual spice is the white powder called mahlab.
The mahlab is the inside of a cherry stone. It's the seed of a cherry taken out, broken open, and there's a little bitter kernel inside, very, very bitter. And so you use very little of this particular spice.
Roberta uses her mother-in-law's battered flour sifter to measure the spices and other dry ingredients.
And she would start with a sifter, filling the sifter with flour, half a cup of sugar. They're not very sweet cookies. And then the spices. A big heaping tablespoon of this mahlab, anise, cinnamon, and nutmeg mixture to each sifter.
And when we got all the sifting done, everything mixed in there, she would take the butter that she had melted down and pour it in, and I would start mixing it together.
Noel began helping his mother mix the batter when he was just 8 years old. A future Valdosta High School football player, he was already a stocky boy with the strong arms needed to work large quantities of batter by hand.
But I didn't mind doing it. I enjoyed doing it because it was fun to do. You had to really knead it a lot. I mean, you worked and worked and worked to get it all to work together. It probably took an hour to get it all mixed in together.
I always said a little bit of the hair off of his arms and a little sweat is what made it go.
This year, as Noel works the dough, Roberta moistens it with milk and bottles of orange water, filling the air with exotic fragrance.
So this wonderful smell permeates the whole house and is on your hand and your clothes, and it's just wonderful.
When the dough is finally mixed, Noel makes a cross in the center, just as his mother used to do.
It was sort of like a good luck charm, you know. Took away all the evil spirits or whatever when they put the cross in it. She always put a cross in it, though.
While the dough rests overnight, Roberta prepares a delicious filling for the cookies.
Well, it's ground dates. It's the dates that the pits have been taken out of, and then you just grind them, put them through the grinder. And it looks disgusting, but then you roll them out into ropes, or snakes as my kids used to call them. And then that will be the stuffing. That will be one of the stuffings. A lot of this goes into the Lebanese cooking. Tedious, you know? Tedious but satisfying in a weird way.
Noel George remembers how, on the following day, the women of the community would go from house to house, helping each other roll out the dough.
Well, what they would do is, according to who was making the kite, like my mother, she was going to make the kite, her kite. She would call people, certain people, that they always got together, her sister and my aunts. And good friends. There was always about five of them, I think. And they it was like a party more than anything else. They would talk and they would make jokes and they'd laugh. But they worked.
How long have we been rolling kite?
Today?
No. From the very beginning.
Oh, Lord, I was a child.
Yeah, but when did it start?
That was 67 years ago.
You've only been Lebanese how long?
30 years. Wait a minute. Joe and I were married 24.
The tradition continues today. Seated around the George's dining room table, Roberta and four other women roll out the dough.
I keep trying to run them through my hands and they don't.
Put them in the palm of your hand. Okay.
The women roll a finger-width coil of dough. They flatten it, insert the date filling, and pinch the edges to form a circle-shaped kike. During Noel's childhood, the freshly baked kike were a special treat for Valdosta's Lebanese Catholics during Lent.
You ate it during the Easter time. There were 40 days in there. We ate a little bit here and there. And generally, most of us would give up sweets for Lent. And then on Sundays, you could eat sweets. You could eat what you'd given up, so we'd eat a few cakes of kike. And then on Easter Sunday, we'd have our Easter dinner, our egg hunt or whatever, and then we would fe'es with the eggs.
Should we count the eggs, see how many we got?
Fe'es is the Lebanese version of a traditional egg-cracking game, found in many cultures around the world.
You held them in your hand and cracked, see if you could crack somebody's egg, and if somebody cracked your eggs on both sides, then you had to eat it. So we would eat the eggs, and then we'd eat the kike with it. And that was always a good combination of eggs and kite.
Even today, on Easter Sunday, the Georges pass on these family and community traditions to the next generation. Everybody eats kike and peeled Easter eggs as they sit together on the front porch in Valdosta.
All right, who wants the fat?
Come on, you can break me.
You're going to break me.
I'm
a smush.
Yeah. I got you, didn't I?
Special thanks to the Noel George family. For GPB News, I'm Lori Summers in Valdosta.
Here, Daddy.
Don't throw your feelings on the cement. Come out on the grass. You got me.
I got you.
Throw your feelings.